USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers want answers after U.S. intelligence found the Kremlin offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American troops. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says President Trump needs to take this seriously.
The president called this a hoax publicly. Nothing in the briefing that we have just received led me to believe it is a hoax.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel says he finds President Trump's denial that he knew anything about this to be baffling.
I mean, it comes into question the fact that a bounty put on American troops. If that isn't something to go crazy about, then I don't know what is.
The Democrats who were briefed by White House officials say the full Congress must be briefed by top intelligence officials. Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden says someone is derelict in their duties. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Supreme Court is rejecting bans of public money going to religious schools. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
In the 5-4 ruling, the court sided with parents who'd wanted to send their kids to a religious school under a Montana program that allowed for tax credits to private schools. However, that program had barred any government money to schools controlled by churches. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing in his opinion that the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution prevents religious observers from unequal treatment. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, writing in her dissent, the Free Exercise Clause has always been interpreted as what government cannot do with the individual, not in what individuals can exact from the government.
On Capitol Hill, infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is worried about spikes in COVID-19 cases.
We are now having 40-plus thousand new cases a day. I would not be surprised if we go up to 100,000 a day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A judge in Atlanta set bail at $500,000 for a former police officer who's accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks. Garrett Rolfe appeared in court on video. He faces 11 charges, including felony murder. He could face life in prison without parole. His lawyers argued successfully that he was not a flight risk.
If he's not entitled to a bond, I don't know who is.
Outside of the jail, Blue Lives Matter supporters waited for his release. Florida prosecutors pushed a state appeals court to overturn last year's decision suppressing video of the owner of the New England Patriots inside of a massage parlor. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A South Florida appeals court has not made a decision in the prostitution case surrounding New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 4th District Court of Appeals on Tuesday heard from attorney Jeffrey D'Souza representing the state of Florida.
These cases began when law enforcement working across several Florida counties learned that there was rampant prostitution occurring in local massage parlors.
D'Souza says 90% of people caught on hidden video at a Jupiter Day Spa in January 2019 were there to pay for sex acts. Meanwhile, Kraft's attorney, Derek Schaefer, says many innocent people were also captured on tape.
These cameras that were put into private massage rooms where patrons would be undressing as a matter of course, they recorded everything without interruption for 5 days straight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.